All right, Tom and Lynn, we're sitting here getting ready for another cattle industry convention to kick off, and the Beef Board has its meeting simultaneously here with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and has some real important business to take care of. Why don't you give us a preview, if you will, of what the Beef Board activities are at this meeting?
Yeah, Chuck, this is really the beginning of our annual planning cycle. Each year, as we develop our budget for the following year, the committees get together, talk about what the priorities are for fiscal year 2009 in this case. And we're trying something a little bit different with the committees this year. We've come up with a list of what we're calling planning factors, those items that we think will impact our ability to increase the demand for beef in fiscal year 2009. So each of the committees will be ranking or prioritizing those factors within their committees. And we will then use those priorities as we go through the whole budget development process over the next 6 to 9 months. So something new there. Also, a couple of exciting new things going on at this convention. We have some new cuts from the chuck roll, as you're aware. Further talking about those, do some testing and some tasting and some of that. So that's very exciting. We're also going to be talking about our new advertising campaign we recently introduced. And it's basically permissible passion. Talking about the power of protein and also the fact that we're giving consumers the permission to eat a product they love, and it's also good for them. So we're very excited about that and anxious to see producers' reaction to our new campaign.
And we're here right after Super Bowl Sunday, which I really didn't realize that is the second largest food consuming day or something, I think I read, and beef is probably played a real key role in that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't want to watch a football game and have some good beef when they're watching the game? So we give credit to the consumers that they're smart and they would want to do that. I know I did.
Well, I know you've talked about the process going, looking at the new budget for the next year. What is it that you try to accomplish here? I mean, at the end of this series of meetings that will take place over the next few days, where do you go from there then?
From here, we will then meet with the operating committee in March. And what we'll do there is we'll review the priorities that the committee members came up with. And the operating committee will have a chance to review those, give their input into the process. And then based on the input the operating committee gives, then the committee chairs and vice chairs and the budget committee will get together in the May time frame with the operating committee again and flesh out the budget so that at the next summer conference, then the board members can vote on an annual budget for fiscal year 2009.
Talk about your role for a second here at this meeting. What are some of the things that you're responsible to do in terms of meetings, running meetings, attending, or speaking?
I basically just carry Ken's briefcase around. Oh, that's a tough question.
Well, you're the head of the staff, and I know you've got significant heavy weight on your shoulders, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It feels that way. Well, as you know, we have 11 staff people that work for the Beef Board, and we've also taken over producer communications. From a national perspective, we recently hired Lynn Hines, who was with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the U.S. Meat Export Federation, uniquely qualified to head up that effort. So we're very excited to have him on board. We'll be meeting with the Producer Communications Committee at this convention, and Lynn will be working with the committee in the capacity of making sure we inform producers about where we're spending their dollars and also letting them know that we want input from them as to how they'd like this program run. Another thing that we're going to do is at that committee, we're going to be reviewing proposals from media companies, agencies, to see if we want to change agencies in terms of providing those producer communications media services. So Lynn can talk more about that, but that's a big thing going on, and we have all kinds of executive committee meetings, and the administration subcommittee will be meeting Tuesday evening talking about how we can improve the annual and summer meetings. Always looking for ways to make it run more efficiently and more smoothly and make sure the producers have input. The committee meetings are important. We also have an update session. Something exciting going on there. We're going to have the Meat Importers Council of America make a presentation to the Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils, and they're going to explain how they fit into the domestic beef process, explaining how they combine the lean from Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, with the trimmings that we get out of our country and how vitally important it is to the ground beef market to be able to do that. So We're going to have that presentation, and then obviously the committee meetings where all the committees are going to talk about the priorities. And then at the annual meeting, we also have a situation where the boards will vote on future officers, members of our executive committee, and members of the operating committee. So that'll happen on Saturday morning.
Great. Well, I know it's going to be busy, and that for people who aren't aware of it, some of these meetings go pretty late. I mean, this isn't just fun and games we're in Reno, but some of these meetings start at 7 in the morning, and you may not get done with your committees till 10 o'clock at night. But having mentioned the staff, and Lynn in particular, Lynn's here with us in the interview, I know you've only been here in this new position for a couple of months, Lynn, but tell me a little bit about how things are going in your area, especially with, as Tom said, having the Beef Board taking back in producer communications.
You know, our first priority is to make a smooth transition. We didn't want a major interruption that would cause the information that is going out to producers to be interrupted. So that was what we were trying to do. That included getting, you know, staff on board, taking a look at the programs that we have ongoing and that kind of a thing. We also, starting in February, have our first paid ad, which we were able to get developed and approved. And it will start appearing in national publications this month. In another month and a half or so, we have an insert that's going to be in regional publications, very targeted regional publications this year. A little later in the spring, we'll then be on radio. And this year, we're also doing more television. We found, interestingly enough, that the folks who know the checkoff well and are typically the ones that are out there talking to other producers do watch more television. And in our case, what we're trying to do is give them stories about what is going on in the checkoff and so forth that they can then pass on to other folks. So we're going through that process. We're looking at our budget, trying to understand where we might have an opportunity to do some new and different things. We have requests for proposals to look at our paid advertising, and we hope by mid-March to have identified the agency that we're going to be going with in 2009, and that will continue the transition process.
You've kind of moved from one area, communications area that's involved in the industry to another. Just from a personal standpoint, how's that transition going?
Very well. It's been interesting. I've had an opportunity across my career with the Meat Board, NCBA, USMEF, and now the Beef Board, to be involved in virtually every program to check off funds. So from the perspective of being able to communicate with producers about it, tell them a little bit about the background and the history and the ability to actually produce results, I have that history, but What has been interesting is this is the first time I've been in a position where I'm almost back to being a reporter again, because I'm more independent. I'm not a contractor. I'm not working for a contractor. So what we hope to be able to do is tell a very straightforward, consistent, no-nonsense kind of a story about what's going on and give producers the ability to not only access the information, but if they've got a question, ask it, get an answer to it, be able to get more information, and continue to be more and more transparent to the producers who are paying the checkoff. So,
well, from a media perspective, I guess you'd say it seems to me like the board, personally speaking, that the board's made a common sense decision, and bringing people like yourself in, who we have known and enjoyed working with for so long, has made that transition very smooth. I mean, I'd say seamless, basically. Well, anything else that either of you would like to bring up about the meeting that's about to kick off here? I guess we actually do have some of the advanced meetings taking place, like nominating committee, doing interviews, for example, which is one of those, sounds like late-nighters, that's going to go on late tonight. Anything else that we didn't touch on that we might want to review as sort of a preview at this point?
Well, one of the things that we try to do to make the transition as smooth as possible is to make sure that we identified staff that could take over some of the responsibilities that had been carried out by contractors in the past. Diane Henderson, of course, has been with Beef Board for several years. She's our rock. We're working around, all the work that she's been doing. She's really responsible for the direct communications, things like the website, the blog, those kinds of things. Melissa Schlegel came on board a few weeks before I did, and her background and experience, and she's just very good at what she does and very enthusiastic about what she does, but it's primarily to work with and develop relationships with media to make sure that we're telling the story, we're telling it in a way that that media want it and will use it and that kind of a thing. So, you know, she and Diane and I will all make some presentations during the Producer Communications Committee meeting. One of the things I'm looking forward to is this is the first time in a long time I've been able to actually talk about what producer attitudes and the fact that we are on a positive move. And I'm not sure we can take any credit for that, but the bottom line is it's always interesting to see the direction it's going, how it's going, what is happening in the minds of producers out there. Awareness is about the same, so we still have a challenge there, but approval of the checkoff, which is the ultimate way of measuring do you think that your dollars are being invested correctly, is up 5 or 6 percentage points from July. It's a little higher than it was a year ago, so we're obviously moving in the right direction, and we want to continue that.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking a few minutes here to just give us a little preview of the upcoming Cattle Industry Convention from the Beef Board perspective. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.